This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about developing taqwa, and as I said, it consists of increasing and working on increasing khashiyat of Allah and the hub of Allah, the awe and majesty and glory of Allah in our hearts, as well as the love of Allah in our hearts. We were talking about the complexity of reflecting on and understanding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His blessings. Our normal tendency is to consider as a blessing things that we like, right? Things that we like, not things that we don't like. For example, you might say the blessing is that I have a beautiful car and I drive on a beautiful road. It's not full of potholes and so on and so forth. But if I ask you, well, what about a traffic jam? Is that a blessing or is it not a blessing? What would you say? Because this traffic jam is not your doing. I'm not talking about, what about if you were driving way above the speed limit and you got pulled over? Okay, that's part of your, you know, that's what you asked for. But a traffic jam, is it a blessing? What about things that happen, you know, at home, for example, in your marital relationship? Something your spouse says or does, or maybe they have an irritating habit, or maybe they have some tendency to argue and whatnot, right? I'm sure there's no shortage of that for us to look at, for us to find examples. So the fact that I have this beautiful spouse, beautiful wife, or very handsome, beautiful husband, and, you know, a wealthy husband who takes care of me and whatnot, and, you know, all of the so-called good things. But what about the, within quotes, weaknesses that your wife or your husband come with? It's part of the packaging, you can't help it. Are those also blessings? Remember, I'm not talking about tolerating something. I'm not talking about saying, oh, well, okay, you know, this is part of the game. Well, I have to somehow live through it. Jhelna hai to jhel lenge. I'm not talking about jheling. I'm talking about shukr. Actually thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not say, jhelo the thing. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about that? What about looking at something which is, on the face of it, it's painful, it's difficult, but we recognize it for what it is, which is the, that it's the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we read Surah Al-Kahf on Fridays, and alhamdulillah, this is from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah said that among the many fadail of Surah Al-Kahf is protection from Dajjal. And Dajjal is the ultimate form, the epitome of deception. So, in Surah Al-Kahf, we have the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. Now, what is this, the essence of that story? Three things which happened. Each one of them looks like a problem, looks like something which is negative. But when Khidr alayhi salam explains them to Musa alayhi salam at the end of their companionship, he shows Musa alayhi salam how each one of those things was actually a blessing. It was not a it was not a problem, it was not a curse, it was not something which was negative. So what is the lesson we take away from that? So we are faced with hardship, we are faced with difficulty, we are faced with pain, we are faced with suffering, we are faced with bereavement and death. There is nothing beyond that in this life. Death is the ultimate because it ends everything in this life and then it opens a door which, if we get death with Iman, and this is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Khatima bil Khair, Husnul Khatima, then it opens a door for relief and for pleasure and for happiness without ending. But if it's the opposite, if we meet that, then may Allah protect us from this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from Su'al Khatima. If we meet that death at that time of dying, if we are without Iman, if we are committing shirk, and we have an ending which is a bad ending, then it opens the door for endless problems. So death is not an ending. Death is the beginning, and beginning of what depends on what happened before death. The reason I'm saying this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this also very clearly. For example, you might say, well, you know, I have wealth. Well, I have halal wealth. My wealth is halal. I mean, alhamdulillah, I have nothing haram in it. So why should I be bothered about that? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this much. May Allah give me more. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very specifically in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if Allah were to expand and give more of rizq to his slaves, لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخِينًا, truly, certainly they will rebel on the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yunazzilu bi qadri ma yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in measured quantities. Now risk is what? Risk is everything. Risk is material, risk is in terms of health, risk is also in terms of spiritual benefits. You might say, well, you know, I am the number of people, and I actually know, may Allah protect us from this, I actually know one or two people like this who became religious and then they started doing various things, and they, you know, prayed, they made various azkar and they did this and that and so on and so forth. And Allah knows best what kind of experiences they had with that. But they went off completely on a tangent. And I don't want to say that, you know, they had a bad ending or whatever, but you can imagine. Completely misguided, completely, totally, you know, off the target. How did that happen? Through spiritual experiences. Because when they had the spiritual experience, they were not geared to deal with it. They had no muslih, and they did not have a sheikh to guide them, which is all necessary. There are people I know who started studying Islam and they went off into an intellectual spin and they started, you know, hamari Urdu mein kehte hain, baal ka baal ki khal nikalne lage. Skinning the hair. You take a hair and take the skin off, if it's possible. And with the result, they're asking questions which have no answers, because only Allah can answer those questions. And then they go off completely. There are people who completely, totally denied all ahadith. And they said all ahadith are false. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله استغفر الله العظيم. Excess of anything is a huge trap. Even if that thing is halal. Whether it's wealth, whether it's fame, name. How many people go completely haywire because they become famous? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq sufficient to our needs, to ensure that we are not dependent on anyone other than Allah, and that rizq with khair and afiyah. That's it. We do not ask for a lot of rizq, no. So please reflect on this. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.